everyone. Welcome to Spanish Pod. Today we've got a newbie lesson, and it's called What Color? My name is JP.
Hi, I'm Liliana.
Hola, Liliana.
Hello.
So today we're talking about colors.
Yes, we are. Okay. But not only about colors.
All right.
But we're talking about the kerchief that people wear for the San Fermín fiesta.
San Fermín. Now that's the running of the bulls, right?
Yes.
In Pamplona.
That's right.
Yeah.
So it's red. So that's the color.
It's tied around their neck.
Yes. So basically that's going to be our keyword.
Okay.
It's going to be pañuelo.
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 Okay. That's a kerchief or a handkerchief or a scarfy scarf. You can blow your nose on it.
Yes, but don't put it back on your neck because that's not going to be very sanitary. So,
yuck, Lily. I used to have to wear a pañuelo when I was a little Boy Scout. I used to wear a pañuelo.
Huh? Just have a deja vu.
Yes, I did. I just blast from the past. All right. So anyway, we're talking about the red pañuelo that you wear in San Fermín. So let's listen to this dialogue. We're going to hear it three times.
Dialogue. First time.
¿De qué color es el pañuelo?
Es rojo.
¿Y la ropa?
Blanca. Second time.
¿De qué color es el pañuelo?
Es rojo.
¿Y la ropa?
Blanca. Third time.
¿De qué color es el pañuelo?
Es rojo.
¿Y la ropa?
Blanca.
All right, we're back, and let's do a translation.
¿De qué color es el pañuelo?
What color is the handkerchief?
¿De qué color es el pañuelo?
What color is the kerchief?
¿De qué color es el pañuelo? Es rojo.
It's red.
Es rojo.
It's red.
Es rojo. ¿Y la ropa?
And the clothing.
¿Y la ropa?
And the clothing.
¿Y la ropa? Blanca.
White.
Blanca.
White.
Blanca.
Okay. So here somebody's trying to get some information about what people wear in Pamplona during the San Fermín festivals. So that's very informative. I guess we're going to learn about two colors today. So let's break it down.
¿De qué color es el pañuelo?
All right. So this is what color is the pañuelo? And the pañuelo is the kerchief. All right. I think I heard our key word.
Yes. Pañuelo.
Pañuelo.
That's at the end of the sentence.
Mm-hmm. And how do you say the kerchief?
El pañuelo.
El pañuelo.
Yes, okay. Masculine.
All right. And so we're going to ask what the color is. So let's do the word for is.
Es.
Es. That's es. Ser.
Yes.
Okay, in the third person singular. So it is that color. So, and now we're going to say of what color. So we say.
De qué color es.
De qué color es. Now the word for color.
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 It's almost the same.
Yeah, it's the same. And then of what?
De qué.
De qué. All right. Now in English, we just say what color, right? But in Spanish, you want to say of what color?
De qué color.
De qué color. Okay, let's put it together. Of what color is the kerchief?
De qué color es el pañuelo.
Mm-hmm. And the answer is, it's red.
Es rojo.
Now, just like in the first sentence, we heard the word for is, right?
Yes. Es. Rojo.
Okay, es rojo. Rojo must be red.
Mm-hmm.
Rojo. Now the question, what about the clothing?
¿Y la ropa?
Okay, so let's take the first word. It's letter Y.
Yes. That's a way to say and, but it's just saying y. That's the same, basically.
Okay.
¿Y la ropa?
¿Y la ropa? Now, what's la ropa?
La ropa is clothes.
Clothes.
In English, it's in plural, but in Spanish, it's la ropa.
That's right.
Yeah, you cannot say las ropas.
No,
it's
okay.
No.
All right, so in English, clothes is plural, but in Spanish... La ropa is singular.
Yes, and feminine. Y la ropa.
Y la ropa. La is the feminine word for the.
Yes, and that's why the answer, when you say the color, you say blanca.
Blanca.
It ends with an A because it's describing la ropa.
Okay.
Which is feminine.
And it means white, right?
Yes.
Okay, so the clothes are white.
Yes, if not, if it was something masculine describing, it would say blanco.
Blanco.
Like vino, for example.
Vino blanco, that would be white wine.
Exactly.
Okay, but here it's... White clothes.
La ropa blanca.
La ropa blanca. All right, well, let's listen to the dialogue again.
Dialogue, first time.
¿De qué color es el pañuelo?
Es rojo.
¿Y la ropa?
Blanca. Second time.
¿De qué color es el pañuelo?
Es rojo.
¿Y la ropa?
Blanca. Third time.
¿De qué color es el pañuelo?
Es rojo.
¿Y la ropa?
Blanca.
Okay, we're back, and I just want to go over those two color words. So the word for red?
Rojo.
Rojo, okay? And the word for white?
Blanco.
Blanco means white. And in the dialogue, it was blanca, right?
Mm-hmm.
All right. Now, how do we ask what color something is?
¿De qué color es?
¿De qué color es? I think that's going to be our challenge.
Yes, that's the challenge. And use it as a whole chunk.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? ¿De qué color es? Whatever.
Right. Just you can take, point to something.
Yeah, the house, your dog, your whatever.
Just
use it.
All right. Now, we have to talk about this ridiculous Spanish festival.
O sea, hello. Well, we invited the specialist from Spanish Pod, Esti, to explain a little what is this type of clothes that you have to wear.
Yeah, this is a traditional clothing for San Fermines.
Okay.
So usually you're wearing everything is in white color.
Mm-hmm.
You have, as you said, the handkerchief on your neck. It's usually it's red.
Okay.
It can be just simple red, or it can have like a symbol from Pamplona city, or just the name of your group of friends.
Okay.
Around your waist, you have also like a red belt.
A belt? Like a leather belt?
No, it's made of fabric.
Oh, okay, like a sash.
Mm-hmm. We call it faja or fajín.
Okay.
Faja, fajín. Mm-hmm.
So it's a cummerbund or a sash.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Okay. And it's red too.
It's red too.
Okay. And that is going to be great for running with the bulls, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And then you can, you know, get their attention.
That's true.
And then you can speed it up because you see they're coming to you.
Esti, we've all seen the videos of people, you know, dressed in white with, you know, a red handkerchief running crazily down the street because those black bulls are chasing them.
Mm-hmm.
What is that about?
What is that about? Yeah, it's a tradition. For some of them, the best festivity all over the world. And for others, it's just stupid and risky.
Yeah.
Usually, they don't allow people being drunk running the bulls.
Okay.
But it's very difficult to, you know, manage that, to control people not jumping into the streets and running in front of the bulls.
Mm-hmm. Now, there are protesters, right? There are people that don't think this is a good idea.
Yeah. Usually, it's like that every time that you have also a corrida with the bulls implied.
Mm-hmm.
So this is in the same way, because you're just taking the bulls from the beginning of this running of the bulls, and it ended up in the La Plaza de Toros.
The bullfight stadium.
Yeah, that's it. So, and after the running of the bulls, there is coming La Corrida.
Right, then the actual bullfight.
And the pañuelo that you talk about for the Navarricos, the people from Navarra, they call themselves Navarrico instead of just Navarros. But they have this common thing to add to the words ico.
Okay.
Like Navarro, Navarrico.
Okay.
And then for the pañuelo, they also call it pañuelico.
These newbies, they just learned how to say pañuelo, and now they're going to be like, pañuelico.
Pañuelico, it's, you know, the very original form to say it if you're in Navarra.
Okay.
Perfect.
All right. Well, we're going to hear more about these crazy Spanish festivals, including San Fermín. We're going to talk about that a little more later this week. What was the challenge one more time, Lily?
¿De qué color es?
¿De qué color es? And with that, I think it's time for us to say hasta luego.
Hasta luego.
Adiós.